B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
4 o'clock, we're here to serve. Life, so we know it, is on lockdown. We're not. Hopefully we give you a little bit of enjoyment, a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of information as we gather it, along with you live in these kind of weird times. Today we are doing a Field of 64 because we thought it would be appropriate to do it in light of the timing in March, and also just to give people a little fun. And just to know, we'll get into the dramas in this hour. And I'll tell you right away, the older dramas did not garner enough support from the committee. Older dramas like the old Hawaii Five-0, the old Mannix.
Dynasty.
The old Rockford Files. Dynasty did not make it, but Dallas did.
Dallas did. Now, that Dallas was a long-running show and a huge hit.
Yes.
Right.
So that made the field. Now, sitcoms, a lot of people have asked me, what about the Andy Griffith Show, Beverly Hillbillies? Both considered, both lost out as being kind of dated and not iconic enough. If you're dated, you got to be really iconic, the committee rationalized.
Yeah, I know locally a lot of people watched it on the Superstation, the reruns of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy Griffin.
I watched that. I was watching that the other day on Sundance.
Yeah,
Sundance shows Andy Griffin.
Andy
show.
Griffin. What about did Gomer Pyle have any?
Gomer Pyle, USMC?
Yeah, did they have any consideration?
It was briefly mentioned and shot down.
Shot down?
Yes.
Yeah. That was talented.
Vince Carter. Sergeant Carter.
Yeah, but Gomer could sing too.
Yeah.
The guy he sang, I heard him singing the anthem. I was like, Gomer could sing?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
That was talented.
Gomer was a singer.
Yeah,
what was his real name? What's Gomer's real name?
Oh, man, I'm blanking on his real name.
I know.
I grew up watching.
Jim Nabors.
Yeah, Jim Nabors could sing. He could sing. He can do a lot. He's a talented man.
Yes, he could sing. All right, let's get back to the phones. Talk to Archie in Sellersville. What's up, Arch?
Yo, what up, Mike? How you doing,
man? How you doing?
Man, if I had your hand, I'd trade mine in. You know what I mean? I heard you holding the aces. You know what I'm saying? All I got is kings. It's good to see you guys, man. I appreciate you and Ty coming in, man. You guys are doing yeoman's work to keep us all entertained. I appreciate that.
Yes, and Nat's still part of the show. Nat's in the living room in her giraffe pajamas.
They got a little icon, like emoji thing of Nat on the screen. By the way, Nat, it doesn't do you any justice. The live version of Nat is way better than the emoji part. Hey, Mike, I got a question for you in terms of the Sixers, man. If Brett Brown loses his job, do you lay construction of the team and Elton Brand or coaching of the team for the reason that Brett may lose his job being a sixth seed and the season abruptly ending the way it did?
Well, the general manager survives.
Right.
And I think that he knows that he can't sell it to the fans to bring Brett back. And I'm not, like, judging him at this point. I don't know what would have happened this year. And I know they had a lot of problems and bringing stuff together and injuries and the whole bit. But when you finish as the sixth seed and people had been clamoring for a change coming into the season, you can't sell it again next year. I'm just using logic.
Right. With that being said, is there a guy out there that you would like to see? Like, maybe not necessarily a young college coach you think you can bring
guy in the college ranks I would endorse would be Jay Wright, because I think be able to handle the job if he's interested. But, you know, I'm not that worried about it, because you can always find another coach. What I see in the NBA are guys that have come out of nowhere and have really done a good job with teams.
Absolutely. I would agree. I'd like to see, I don't know what Todd thinks. I like the Mark Jackson kind of guy. I don't know if that works for the
Mark Jackson is a name that I think people gravitate to because it's a name. But why would you want Mark Jackson? What does he bring to the table?
Doesn't he bring a certain amount of toughness that he could bring to the team or not?
I don't know. I mean, he tried to bring that toughness in Golden State. He could wait to get him out of there. I don't know about Mark Jackson. Tyrone, what do you don't like Mark Jackson, do you?
No, to me, he's the same as Brett Brown. Maybe he's the coach that gets you to a certain level, but then Kerr had to come in to finish the job. And if you're getting rid of Brett Brown, you're saying he's taking you to a certain level, and now you need someone else to finish the job. I don't think he's that guy.
All All right. Archie, you have finished the upper quadrant of the sitcoms.
Okay.
The number two seed in the upper left quadrant is The Office.
Yep.
And the 15th seed is a very good rated, highly rated show, but kind of like underneath the big shows, Arrested Development.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. I got to go to Office. I mean, that was classic. Steve Carell and Jim and everybody in the Office is just nuts. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going with Office.
You got it.
By the way, Mike, real quick, that show, the movie you're talking about, Will Smith and Rosario Dawson, that was 7 pounds. 7 pounds. Oh. He plays like a cancer patient or something like that, and he gives his organs away to different people.
Yes, 7 pounds. The one where you were talking about, though, was the other one.
All I had never seen.
All right, so now we are in dramas.
We're in dramas
and
now.
And you're very interested to hear about this.
I'm very interested in the dramas and how it falls and then how the people are going to react to the dramas. You see, I'm more mostly invested
in the dramas,
in the sitcoms.
Oh, in the sitcoms.
This one I can let it fly a little bit and not be so angry when people make bad choices.
Okay.
Like the guy did with 2 and a Half Men.
You are invested in the sitcoms.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to just sit back for this one.
This one.
And let it take care of itself.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to Josh in Center City. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
Yeah, Mike, good to talk to you, man. So, first question, maybe it's too far out, but what do you think of the Eagles this season so far?
Well, I mean, it's a really good question because I couldn't give you an opinion one way or the other at this point. I think that they improved their cornerback situation, obviously. Now, I don't know if they improved their safety position, and I don't know who the other corner is going to be. So, I can't get overly carried away with how much they improved their defense. Oh, they did improve their tackle situation. They didn't improve their end situation. Now, on the other side, I just got to see what their draft pick is. If they get Henry Ruggs III or CeeDee Lamb, then I'm going to be really happy.
Yeah, but is a rookie – well, here's the question. So are a couple of rookies, if they plug in the team, I mean, is that enough to make them a contender?
Well, then we're talking about one rookie. And at wide receiver, to me, that's the quickest way that you can develop an impact player. But a wide receiver can come in and give you 50 catches in a rookie year, but also do a lot more for your offense if he creates space.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the rest of the NFC – if you had to put the Eagles in there, one, do you think they're the best team in the NFC East right now? Before, let's say they get the receiver they need. Are they the best team in the NFC East?
They are. I would say they were a flat tie with Dallas.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. Dallas still, they lost a lot of pieces on defense. And I think the only thing they got better at is they got rid of the coach. That's about it. So I'm going to still say, I think the Eagles, if Wentz progresses and he stays healthy, which is probably going to be the story of the season again, then they're still the best team in the NFC.
You could be right. I just worry about their defense a little bit.
I do too. I mean, Mills as a safety. It's sad that they had to let Jenkins go. I mean, why? The guy still had some gas.
Well, I think there's a story in today's Inquirer, which kind of explains why, but and you know, this was a Roseman call, but I still blame the owner. I really do. I think the owner could have salvaged this thing.
If I had to guess, and I don't want to it's like if I'm looking at the team last year, it's like the veteran on defense that's running out of gas was Fletcher Cox. It wasn't Malcolm Jenkins. Like,
well, that's why they beefed up defensive tackle. Yeah. They got two new guys coming back at that position, so I think they're good. All right, let me start you off with that. It's time to start the drama category. All right.
I'm in.
All right. So the lower right hand, right side of the bracket, the number one seed in this quadrant is Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
The 16th seed is, has no business being in this game.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, Beverly Hills 90210.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, that's why
it's a
16 seed, bro.
Yeah, see.
You know,
glad you didn't give me that
16
game.
Seed. I don't know that you were big on Beverly Hills 90210.
I believe it's a better program
than Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Come on, man. Seriously, that's just an insult to a lot of people out there.
Well, they'll get over
it.
That'd be all right. 920 had everything. It had everything.
I wish I'd just read a story about Billy. Oh, no, that was Melrose Place. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It was Melrose Place. Melrose Place was considered.
Melrose Place was good, but 90210.
Well, Billy was Melrose Place.
It's the only show.
Andrew Shue?
Yeah.
Elizabeth's brother?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Where my wife made me watch it at first, and then after a while, she wasn't really making me.
He's like an entrepreneur now. He's like,
made big cash, apparently, out there in Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, in some kind of company.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go Nandi in Alaska. What's up, Nandi?
Nandi.
What's up, Nandi?
Hey, just wanted to start by thanking you guys for continuing to entertain the masses during this time. It's pretty awesome of you to go out. Here in Interior Alaska, we're basically quarantined anyway. So
you really are. I was going to say, are you from this area and you wound up out there?
Yeah, both of my husband and I were from the East Coast.
Okay.
So he is from South Jersey and I'm from Johnstown.
Okay. So, and you went out there for, I guess what, for job related reasons or?
For his work. Yes.
Okay.
He's got a good job here. So we're here, but, we live in a town of about 1,000 people. So there's really not anything to do anyway. So it's kind of business as usual here.
Well, listen, this is flattering for us that you're listening to us in Alaska. That really means a lot.
Oh my God.
To us. And
you provide
a big time difference. What time is it in Alaska right now?
It's just afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 4-hour time difference.
Oh, okay. I thought it was longer now. All right.
you guys really provide hours of entertainment for us every day throughout the long winters. So thank you for that.
Well, we appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Sure. So in regards to sports, obviously we're a split household here. I'm from Johnstown, so I'm a Pittsburgh girl.
Mm-hmm.
He's everything Philly. But for the most part, we get along and support each other. I was thrilled with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Obviously, that was wonderful to see Brady go down, and I was really happy for him. I felt you guys deserved that.
Well, I can't believe, first of all, a Steeler fan could give that up. You grew up a Steeler fan, right? That's like sacrilegious to say the root for the Eagles.
I'm not saying I root. Look, there's no rivalry there. They were even once combined as one team one time for Hart.
Oh, believe it. I went to Penn State. There's a big rivalry there.
Well, I wasn't concerned. I was happy for you guys. I felt you deserved that. I love the Phillies. My family never really, really super into baseball. Uh-huh. So he had the chance to kind of get me into the Phillies. We're super bummed about no baseball right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, we don't get along when it comes to hockey. And I am really glad that this season
that's where you draw the line, right? With the Penguinos. I got you.
100%. Yeah. And I just can't believe, do you guys feel like it's kind of karma for how nasty the Flyers fans were to you?
Well, listen, I understand it. I really do. I understand them. And I understand where it comes from. So I'm okay with it.
All right. Well, I got a little defensive for you.
I appreciate the support. I had two choices here. To accept it and try to understand them, or just go to everybody's house and with a bat. I decided to handle it the civil way.
Well, the social distancing way.
Yeah, social distancing. All right, now, Mandy, I have to do this for you. You've been following along to Field of 64, and you have gotten an 8-9 seeded game.
Okay, and before you give that to me, can I pick a bone with you about your sitcom list?
Oh, okay, sure.
I was really upset that How I Met Your Mother didn't make it on there.
Considered. How I Met Your Mother was considered. But like I said, with the Entourage, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 30 Rock, Home Improvement, Full House, there were a lot of worthy sitcoms that just didn't make the cut.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, I apologize.
I'm not on the committee.
Yeah.
I don't know the pressure.
The committee was like beside itself all day Sunday trying to figure this out. All right, here we go. 8 versus 9 in the drama lower right-hand quadrant. The 8 seed is Grey's Anatomy. The 9 seed is ER.
Absolutely Grey's Anatomy.
All righty.
No question.
All right, you take care of yourself in Alaska now.
You too. Stay safe.
All right, there you go. So there it is. Grey's Anatomy beats a precursor of the genre.
Yeah.
And the Denzel.
No, Denzel wasn't on yet.
What was he in?
He was on.
Oh, St. Elsewhere.
St. Elsewhere.
That's in the field.
Yeah. Yeah, the How I Met Your Mother actually
who
is
in
the
who was in the
biggest snub.
I didn't watch either of these shows. Who was in the ER?
George Clooney.
Oh, Clooney started there. That's right.
Yeah.
It was Clooney.
Yeah. I mean,
ER are you okay with Grey's Anatomy over ER?
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy has that girl that was in Old School, right?
Yeah. That's
what's her
name? Dr. Grey. Ellen Pompeo.
Pompeo, yeah. I liked her in the day.
Yeah, yeah. She's I love her. She, I tell you what, if something happened to me bad, she would be speaking out on my behalf.
Really?
Yes. So she's all right with me.
All right, so there you go. First two games in the drama, we're a lower right-hand quarter. Breaking Bad survives as a one seed. Grey's Anatomy beats ER in a tough 8-9
game. By the way, you get the right caller, and peace, Breaking Bad.
Well, against Grey's Anatomy?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have against Breaking Bad?
I don't have anything. I'm saying the right caller. Grey's Anatomy has a certain kind of following to where the right caller, like you never know. It's kind of like any given day, any given caller, and down goes Breaking Bad. I don't have anything against Breaking Bad. Nothing against it at all.
I think you're rooting against him in his tournament as a one seed.
No, I'm not.
I feel a little bit.
I really liked 90210 for real.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wasn't.
Yeah, well, you know that couldn't have won.
Well,
I think with all due respect, I could not have defeated Breaking Bad. That would have been a total travesty.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Chris and Perkasy. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I just want to go over a couple things real quick with you. Mm-hmm. The Eagles so far this year, kind of happy with what they've done, but I think the pressure is really on Howie Roseman's draft. You know, it's a make or break it thing with me with Howie Roseman. And I don't really think that he's done a great job so far in the draft. And I think he needs to hit this year.
I think you're right. I think everybody feels the same way.
Yeah, I guess. You know, but again, I'm okay with what the Eagles have done so far in free agency. The other thing I wanted to talk about is Brett Brown, too. The other guy stole my thunder a little bit. Brett Brown is like the Andy Reid of time management. I remember I was always a Brett fan, and I guess it was about 3 years ago, the Sixers were playing Golden State, and the Sixers went on a 17-0 run in the first half, and they were blowing out Golden State. And then the second half came around, and Golden State went on a 17-0 run against the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
With Brett not taking a timeout.
He took a timeout in there.
He did?
Yeah.
When they scored 15 points?
Yeah, actually took a couple timeouts in that run.
No.
Yes, he did.
I remember screaming at that TV, timeout.
Yeah, but he did. So no coach is going to let anybody go on a 17-0 run.
Are you saying that because...
No, mm-hmm. because I... We talked about this before... And somebody had the same assertion, and it's not true.
Well, why is it not true?
Because we documented it. Yes, we went back and checked it out.
Well, then I'll believe that. But I kind of remember it completely differently.
Because you don't like the guy, and you're slanted.
I did like him until that game. Now I can't stand the guy.
All right.
Seriously, I'm going back 2.5 years.
The other thing
I wanted to talk about real quick before I get done is... your executive challenges.
Uh-huh.
Last year, I think I listened for 2 days, and you instituted a executive challenge in like the quarterfinals. There was 4 people left. You can't do that.
I don't think I did that. I think you're exaggerating. Like you exaggerated the Brett Brown.
No. You put De Niro in ahead of Pacino or somebody, and it was like the final 4 or final 8. No, it was final 4.
No,
you put your guy into the fire.
That absolutely didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
Now, why you got to spread falsehoods? Because that didn't happen.
I'm not. No, it didn't.
What did I do, Tyrone?
I remember from a year ago, it was the
last time when I talked you into doing it, you did the actors. Remember, Cuz gave you a hard time.
About what?
Because what you did was, we had one left over.
Uh-huh.
And you thought that De Niro should have won, and you had used it in the final. And then Cuz gave you a hard time, but you had the right to use it. The way he told it is wrong. It was not, stop telling it wrong. Like,
okay.
It was the final game. The last time.
Yeah.
Over all I know De Niro?
It was Pacino and De Niro.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, this is fraudulent. This is supposed to be
so
fun.
So you guys shouldn't be able to use an executive count.
Why you got to be so nasty and Percocet, bro? is it the farmland getting to you or what?
That bugged me from a year ago.
Come on, man.
I listened for 2 days.
All right, I always don't want to give you a game, but I will. All right, here we go. It's the five seed, the X-Files, versus the 12th seed, Narcos.
Both kind of lame, but I probably have to go with the X-Files.
Both kind of lame? You think Narcos is lame?
There
is absolutely no chance on this earth that I would ever hang out with you. You are a miserable. Good Lord. Narcos is lame. Narcos might be the third best show of all time.
Anyway, he picked the X-Files.
But I got to give it a low seed because not a lot of people know about Narcos.
Yeah, and that's fine. But to go both lame, if that's the case, just go with the better show. Which is not, I'm talking about his thing stands, but it's it's one thing if he enjoyed the X-Files and said that, but if you don't like either one, default to the better show.
My man was a little bit cantankerous.
Yeah.
You know?
I
don't know what's bugging him, but something was. Tracy in Fort Myers, Florida. Tracy.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm not at the beach.
I didn't say they chase everybody out of there now. Anybody outside on the beach areas?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I've been in the house since the 12th. I have not left the cars in the garage.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to grocery deliveries. I may never shop again. That's a great service. I wear my gloves when I get the mail. I spray down the stuff from Amazon. I'm not catching a thing.
I don't blame you. Good job.
I look on TV, I see people at the beach and walking around like, really? You know, you can't sit in the house for 2 weeks. Seriously, yeah. It's that hard.
Listen, if I lived in Florida, I guarantee you that I'd pick my spot and go like late afternoon when nobody's around, beach walk.
My spot is on the lanai. I work from home. I'm a tax accountant, so I don't get a break. I'm working day and night.
But now you got a breather. You got a breather with the tax.
No, we got a breather, but they still want to get money in the door. So.
Okay. All right.
It was a breather for a second, and it's like, keep going. So I moved my home office is out on the lanai. I have a lake right behind me. I get the birds chirping. So it's my outdoor time right there.
Very nice.
I'm good.
All right, now.
Dog out front, and we're done.
All right, so what did you want to talk about with the Sixers here? Something bugging you?
The Sixers. Mm-hmm. What's bugging me is I hear people when they call up and they say they weren't happy with the move, and you always tell them, but you were happy at the time. I know you were. You can say it now, but guess what? I wasn't happy at the time, and I had to go back and check my emails. I emailed you the night of the draft at midnight. I was pissed.
All right, well, let's talk this through, because I can't condone the way it worked out. They obviously made a big mistake. But let's look at the time that they did it. They had one guy who just wasn't going to be play here. He just didn't want on either side, right? Jimmy didn't want them. They didn't want Jimmy.
So well, now, this is my issue with Jimmy, though. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. This is my issue with Jimmy. My issue with Jimmy is I think Jimmy has an issue with the coach because the coach will not get that team under control. And so Jimmy was like, to heck with this. I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. And I've been sick of Brett Brown.
But Jimmy says that everywhere he goes. I get it. It's the easiest thing to do is when you have an ego like Jimmy Butler is to blame everybody else. And that's fine. If you don't want to play here, that's good. But at the time, it wasn't going to happen. So what did you want them to do?
What I wanted, and I can't go back now and say, you know, what specific name, because I don't know all the contracts and all the ins and outs of that. But I knew we needed some basic things. We needed shooters. We needed a backup point guard. We don't seem to ever do that. It seems like we're allergic to shooters. We never want anyone to.
Now that's where I can agree with you. They did not put enough emphasis once they lost JJ Redick.
That was my issue. Was I don't see how far this team can go if no one can shoot the basketball.
I'm right with you because I'm a shooting guy. So, and I, you know, I question whether the defense could make it happen, because in this, you need to make three pointers in this game.
Right, I didn't like the money for Horford. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me he wanted to be in a backup, which mm-hmm. he is.
Yeah.
And Harris is like, okay, it seems backwards thinking, because people say, well, you got that contract, you should play up to it. No, he's not going to play better now than he did in a contract.
All right, Tracy, I got to give you a game, because we got up against a break here. Now, I don't know if you go back old school, but this is a match of old school.
Yeah, I'm older than I thought.
All right, the four seed is the Twilight Zone.
Oh, classic.
And the 13th seed, an equally classic, iconic show that starred Peter Falk, Columbo.
One of my favorite shows of all time, Columbo, hands down.
Columbo and an upset over the fourth seed Twilight Zone. Tyrone, your thoughts?
I mean, I'm just going to let the people just do what they got to do.
But so would you challenge that?
No, I'm going to save the challenges.
You're going to save the challenge?
Mm-hmm. If I was going to challenge it, I would have challenged the 8-9 from earlier. So, nah, that one can go.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, this one is less egregious.
Here's the thing, what you're doing, which is what I preach to everybody else. You're putting your own personal
No, I'm not.
You are not checking the Tyrone sitcom brain at the door.
Yes, I am. 2.5 Men is a joke. Like, it shouldn't exist. The fact that people watched it shows that people are terrible.
That's not really the point.
It is the point. I'm telling you that one show, it's such a large gap in quality.
Look at the White House.
There's such a large gap in quality. That was more egregious than the gap between Twilight Zone and Columbo.
All right.
Equality.
Take it a break. 610-632-0975. The 6-11 game that's next is unbelievable, and I wouldn't want to be you. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Get a little acoustic action here.
Yes, the acoustic of the gambler. Rest in peace, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, Kenny Rogers. Yes. Is this him?
I believe this was him. I believe.
It was. Is it the gambler acoustic?
I believe so.
The chords?
Yeah.
All right. It's 4:30. It is sound like Dan Fogelberg there for a second.
It did.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time for the Twitter poll update, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer. It says, Natalie in giraffe pajamas on her sofa with her dog doing the show from lovely Fishtown today.
Yes, although I do have to say I do miss being in the studio.
You miss hanging out with us?
Yeah. How could I not?
Yep. Well, maybe there'll be a day soon.
Hopefully. Yeah. The sooner that we all, you know, take this seriously, the better we'll get back to normal life.
Correct. And so here is the Twitter poll update from Nat.
Yeah, over 1,200 votes today, Mike. Did you follow directions and stay in this weekend as much as you could? 92% say yes, 8% say no.
Yeah, I don't know where you could have gone.
So some people are replying and saying that they went hiking and stuff like that, but does that actually count, since that falls under the like self-quarantine?
Yeah, you're allowed to do that as long as you keep your social distancing. You're allowed to go for a hike. You're allowed to exercise. That's all allowed.
Yeah.
I could have done, I was considering that, taking the dog for a hike, but I decided against it.
Why?
I don't know. I couldn't get myself together and out to do something like that. So I gave her a walk around the block.
There you go.
So she got in. We played ball in the backyard.
Aww.
There you go. That's absolutely allowed.
Yeah. She's really good at ball, man. She's She's a classic infielder, this dog.
She can really catch.
She chases down. I throw hard balls to her.
She catches.
So she waits for the hop. She runs like crazy, gets to the spot like a good infielder, mm-hmm. and then waits for the perfect hop and snatches it out of the air.
Now look at that. She got her body in front of it so it won't get past it. That's
amazing.
That's good stuff.
She's got a little DNA
mm-hmm.
going.
Mm-hmm.
Infielder DNA.
There you go.
All right. So, Nat, hang in here because I want to play this Madonna situation.
Oh,
here.
Boy. Now, okay.
Madonna, first of all, the photo is like the video. She doesn't even look like herself.
No,
like, she's
gotten
a lot of Botox up top because her eyebrows are pointed.
Yeah, fillers as well.
And she's got fillers and her face looks like it's been stretched a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so she looks very odd. But she decides that this was appropriate to be naked in her bathtub in a milky bath
mm-hmm.
with rose petals. And she has a message to her fans from the bathtub. Here it is.
That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live, how old you are, what amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. What's terrible about it is it's made us all equal in many ways. And what's wonderful about it is that it's made us all equal. In many ways. Like I used to say at the end of Human Nature every night, we're all in the same boat. And if the ship goes down, we're all going down together.
I am actually speechless.
She, you know what's been funny through all this? Like her and a lot of the celebrities, their, I guess, attempts to try and be emotional and sentimental about this have actually backfired because it's kind of like, okay, you're quarantined in this giant mansion. The rest of us are in our homes, like,
exactly.
hoping that we're going to have jobs.
But it makes us all equal.
Like,
no matter how rich and famous we are, I'm in the same boat as you as I sprinkle rose petals in my milky bath.
Right, and probably with jets in this huge bathroom. Like, she's so disconnected. She also did this other video.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
she is.
Where she's sang about
she's
fried fish.
This
did you
one.
See the fried fish video?
No.
She did another one from her bathroom singing about fried fish. Like, I don't know how the celebrities are kind of losing it more than the regular people, but they're totally disconnected.
She's got some narcotics going on there.
That has to be the least of it.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest problem. You sit at home and you can do whatever you want to do in the house. I don't know what she was even trying to say.
Like, what's the bathtub? Like, what's that?
I think it's just her trying to be super Madonna, but it's just weird. No one asked to see you in your bathtub and give us your speech on this.
Or she just decided, well, I'm in the bath anyway. Might as well do a video.
But her other videos are from her bathroom, too. I mean, I'm sure she probably has this huge mansion where she can, and probably some yard where she could be out back doing stuff.
She's got a lot of kids, though. Mansion might be a mess right now. Bathroom might be her only solitude. I've heard that from a lot of mothers, that the bathroom might be their only solitude.
Oh, like that commercial.
She's got these kids running around.
Like the commercial, the kid knocking at the bathroom door. Mom, it's Dad. And she's eating the Milano cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, she's 60 plus now with some little kids. She might be losing it for that reason, too.
She's definitely losing it for that reason.
Yeah, like the little kids running around.
She's coming to grips with the mortality mm-hmm. of being an old,
Right, with little kids.
Eccentric haggador.
And who knows? The nanny might be home with her family because of COVID-19. All of a sudden, she's going, I got to raise these kids. I got to go to the bathroom all day.
Let's go to Chad and Mount. Good luck to you, Madonna. Chad and Mount Area on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chad.
Hey, afternoon crew. How's everybody?
What's going on,
today?
Chad?
Not much. Just got home. That Madonna. That was kind of crazy. Madonna has developed a new high strain of weed, and it's called Kabbalah. I heard she's been on it for a couple of years. I think that's what she was smoking right before she did that.
Kabbalah is the religion.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just cracking.
Oh, okay.
Up.
All right.
Real quick, so I know, right? Rip shot. So real quick, I just wanted to get, before we get to the bracket, just wanted to get your idea on, you know, obviously Howie is focusing on defense in free agency. And you got this, you got that guy in Jacksonville keeps saying he wants to play here. But there's no possible way that we could potentially get Ngakoue here, is there?
I don't think so because of the money.
Yeah, and I think at this point, like, they would have to be. I was listening to the morning show this morning. They were talking about might have to give a first round pick, and I'm like, well, at this point, you haven't gotten any wide receiver free agents, so you're going to have to use that first round pick for a wide receiver.
Yes,
at this point,
yeah,
right?
That's the two reasons. Number one, I don't think financially they could do it, depending on what their new methodology is, and second, it's that number one pick in a year where the deepest part is the wide receiver part, and that's your biggest need. So.
Biggest need, right. Okay.
All right, man, you ready?
I'm ready, but real quick before you give me the drama, I just want to say that I have a gripe with the sitcoms. Yeah, I'm a 37-year-old black man, so the fact that All in the Family knocked out Fresh Prince, I was a little pissed about that.
Well, I can see where you would be. However, we have to measure, like, the impact of the particular sitcom.
I'm not saying it was trash. I'm not saying
Listen, it was much more impactful than Fresh Prince. It just was. I'm sorry. It just was. Now, you might not have liked it. I might not have liked it, but I had to go by what's what, you know?
I mean, I can still see reruns of Fresh Prince. I have trouble finding All in the Family.
You can find that very easily. But All in the Family was, it changed the landscape of sitcoms. It was the thing that broke political correctness down and you know, it spawned a lot of shows that would take chances.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
All right, now I'm telling you, this is a tough drama game.
Okay.
The sixth seed is Law and Order against the 11th seed, The Shield.
See, that's not as hard for me.
Okay.
My dad was a big Shield fan, and I watched a couple episodes, and I thought The Shield was a good show for what I saw. But Law and Order is eternal, man. And all those incarnations of Law and Order, I still, on a Sunday when there's nothing else on, will watch some Law and Order reruns. So I got
I watch them every day. Law and Order is my go-to show where I can watch it, and I've seen them a million times. I just think it's very well done. Now, The Shield, I got interested in early on, and then it lost me.
Well, I mean, Law and Order is a nice show to watch because it all gets in a nice tidy bow by the end of the hour.
Yes, it does.
It's completely not like real life or any real crime, but for TV, it fits perfectly.
Yes, but it's very well done, and it has character.
Is it?
It's very well done.
I think it's very rewatchable because it's easy to digest.
Formula. It's very formulaic for watching a TV show because it's put it in the proper order for you.
Yeah, in that way, it's great.
Yeah, and there's no way that The Shield should beat it.
No, The Shield should have won.
No, The Shield should not have won. The Shield was a trend show for a couple years, and then it got stupid.
Yeah, the fact that every case gets solved in 42 minutes, that doesn't bother you at all. That the DNA somehow comes back in later seasons, boom, just like that. Even though it takes weeks in real life, it takes 7 minutes.
It's put in a perfect package for me.
Yeah, but it's not a good package. It's not like fast food.
It's a tremendous package.
Like Law and Order is McDonald's. And McDonald's has its place, but like we can't compare it to like a steak dinner. Like it's a quarter pounder.
You are way overrating The Shield.
No, that's like a lot of shows. The Law and Order, the original Law and Order, is like McDonald's. Listen, they turned them out.
Nothing wrong with a Big Mac every now and then.
Yeah, but you do it every day.
6-1-0, 6. I do it every day. You're absolutely right. Every day, it's background noise for me. And that said, I still made it a 6 seed. All right?
Yeah.
6 seed.
Yeah.
And deserving of a 6 seed. And The Shield, every bit of deserving is an 11 seed.
All right.
Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 4:48. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. We're hanging in there doing the show for you. And we'll continue to do that as long as we know it's safe. And the company did do a cleansing of the studio this weekend. Professional company came in and sanitized. So we're actually the only show that used the studio today.
Yes, and that's how it will be for the...
So we kind of feel safe for the time being.
Yeah.
Yes. Natalie, of course, is home. Nat feels more comfortable doing it there right now. And,
yep.
And we applaud that.
For sure.
Yes. Nat, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, I know. I was told that they were just cutting down on people in the building, so that's why I'm home.
All right. You making yourself some soup today? Or?
No, I'm making tomato soup tonight. I've really exhausted all my kitchen skills over the last couple days.
It's a soup kind of day.
Yeah, I made a bean soup. I've done a matzo ball soup. So I'm still like working on the French onion, but tonight's a homemade tomato soup. So I'm really excited.
Sounds good. All right. Interesting little situation has developed at the Jersey Shore. In case you heard about this.
What's that?
No. All a year members, residents of the shore communities are expressing their displeasure with people from other parts who have vacation homes there, because a lot of people have, for some reason, decided to hunker down at their Jersey Shore homes. And so thereby, they are increasing the population in front of the full-time residents. And the full-time residents are kind of eyeballing these people with contempt of their presence. At the Jersey Shore.
And the New Jersey governor came forward and spoke on that and told people,
don't come down.
For a couple of reasons. So this is Philly and obviously Jersey people who go down. One, the infrastructure this time of year is not built. And again, this is a pandemic about illness. People, there's also a lot of older residents that live down there year round. You're more likely to make them sick. They don't have the space. And also, what about the food and everything like that? They don't have that. It's not built this time of year. They haven't brought in the tent workers, the tent police, all of that stuff. None of that's down there.
Yeah, let me just say this. It's misguided to think that you should go to the Jersey Shore and wait this whole thing out. But I got to say, if you get eyeballed by somebody just because they're down there full time, I guess you have very much a right to go to your property as they do. They're paying taxes. They have a place down there. They can go down there if they want.
I mean,
I would advise it, but it's their property.
Well, they can do, but just you can do a lot of things. It doesn't mean you should.
You know, like, so what? Like, what, we think we're fine here being around people? Like, they want to go where there's fewer people, I guess. I don't know. The people that live down there full time shouldn't be pulling rank.
But if more people did that, then there wouldn't be less people. Then there'd be more people and less hospitals.
There are less hospitals. That's why it's misguided to go down there. I get it. But you can't squawk with people that own property that want to go to their property. Where do you get the nerve to do that? Come on. All right, let's go Craig in Washington Township. Craig, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Craig.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on here.
Appreciate you guys
sticking around and giving us some entertainment, especially with no sports. Something to listen to and get off Call of Duty for a little bit.
Thank you, man. Thanks for listening and calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk college hoops, Big Five. What do you think of Aaron McKee's first year at Temple?
Wasn't good.
Yeah, no, 14.
It was not good. I'm a big Aaron fan, too. I love the guy, but it wasn't good. And, you know, there are a lot of people think you have to let him cycle some recruits and the whole bit. And so it's just like a wait and see. But I don't think that team was that well coached this year, to be honest.
No. And do you think with Penn State kind of turning their program around, getting pretty good, and even Rutgers in New Jersey, do you think he's going to have a hard time getting local talent? And obviously Nova.
I have no idea. I really don't. I mean, I, he he should be able to get some pliers, and maybe we just have to wait a little longer.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't tell you any more than that. I mean, I'm not inside the Temple program. Penn State has done a good job recruiting here, and Temple didn't get that kid that went to Penn State. So I think they really need to focus on buttoning the local kids down.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's we would like to see the Leah Core Center packed and get into that next level. But, yeah, they're going to have to get some good recruits.
All right, man. Are you ready for your game in the right lower quadrant of the dramas?
Yeah, just mind you, I'm 27 years old, so I'm hoping I get one I know.
Well, the three seed is...
Oh, good for you!
You certainly had heard of these shows. The three seed is the West Wing, and the 14 seed is Dallas.
Yeah, I heard of him. I'll go West Wing.
All right. West Wing is the proper choice. But he was too young to realize the magnitude of both of those shows.
No, he's not. You make excuses for these kids. I watched reruns. No, there's no excuse. And he has more access to old shows than I ever had. And I had to see a bunch of old shows. No. These kids use that as an excuse nowadays. I can't go with that.
You grew up more in a TV era than these kids did.
These kids all...
You know the West Wing was iconic, and you know Dallas was.
What I'm saying is that these guys can... They pick their certain shows, those old shows to watch on the cord cutting side, on the Hulus and all them, and Netflix.
Yeah,
they have the old shows.
What old shows they're watching, those kids, though.
They watch old shows.
They do?
Yes, and they have access to it. Then what they don't do is listen to old music, which is also embarrassing.
Oh, look at you getting that on the Utes.
Yeah, but, I'm young, so
I was young. He made no shows. I didn't know. The next seed probably would have been better for him. It's a 7-10. And it's a tight matchup.
I will say.
24 and The Walking Dead is the next show.
Oh, that could go either way.
I guess it could. 5 o'clock hour reveals it after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.